The Little Snake, Part 2. Rose was upset. Her grandmother took her outside and said, "Stay here, honey. At least you will be able to listen to the birds and smell the flowers. And don't worry, as the doctor will come soon." Rose calmed down and decided not to panic until the doctor came. Suddenly, she heard a noise. Hiss, hiss, hiss. "Who is it?" she asked. Nobody answered, and the noise came again. Hiss, hiss, hiss. "Who is it?" This time a low, shy voice answered.
"It's me, the little snake you set free, remember?"
"Oh yes," Rose answered. "I am so sad, I am blind. I don't know what to do." And she cried and cried until the flowers got wet.
"Don't worry," the little snake said. "Just follow me."
"But I can't see."
"It doesn't matter. Just follow my sound."
And Rose decided to follow the sound, holding in her hand the cane her grandmother had given her.
Hiss, hiss, hiss.
Suddenly, she heard a loud sound of water. "Oh, the waterfall I used to visit. I wish I could see it." And the snake said,
"Show me your hands."
Rose showed him her hands and the little snake spit on them.
"Rub your eyes with my saliva."
And Rose followed the snake's instructions, and to her amazement, she started seeing the things around her. She saw the waterfall, the path, the woods, and the flowers. "Oh God, this is wonderful," she cried. The little snake was smiling and then said,
"Show me your hands again."
And he spit on them again.
"Now, wash your hands in the water and see what happens."
Again, Rose followed the snake's instructions, and while she was washing her hands, pearls and diamonds appeared.
"They are all yours. Keep them," the little snake said.
Rose put the pearls and diamonds in her pockets. It was a fortune.
"Now, goodbye. Call me if you ever need me," the snake said.
Rose went back home. There was her grandmother and a doctor waiting.
"Where have you been? I have been so worried," the grandmother said.
"Oh, Grandma, I already can see. I already can see," Rose said.
"That's wonderful," the doctor said. "You are a lucky girl."
"Yes, I am," Rose answered. And she and her father lived happily ever after. She never forgot the little snake.